Man, what it do, man? Animal Brown checking in, man. We got another action-packed episode on deck. Please believe it. But first, we got to tell y'all about a new feature we got, man. We incorporating Facebook with the show. This is big. Y'all got to listen up.
Listen, join the conversation with me and Animal Brown, man. Following every show. Get on there. Tell us what you think about the show. Tell us what you got to say. Leave your comments there, and let's have a conversation about it as we do, and let's build this fan base.
Absolutely, man. Rap Chat On Deck TV Podcast is the name of the group on Facebook. Go to that after the show.
Chip. What it is, pimping On Deck TV Podcast, back live, full effect for you. What up?
Man, I can't call it, man. Holler at your boy Animal Brown on social media, though. Animal_Brown.
I am Spike Lou. Everywhere you're looking for me at, I'll be there.
Absolutely, man. Network, man, real quick, man, because I always be forgetting to shout out them boys at FSP, man.
Shout out FSP, Press. Man, the Full Sport Press guys. My yes, man, sir. Howie Weezy, my man, yes. J-Ho, my yes. man, Coach Locke.
Absolutely, man. They brand new episode is up just like it is every Monday. Mm-hmm. They talking about the holdouts, man. Biggest contract holdouts in sports, man. I just got through listening to it.
Yep.
Y'all check that out as always, man. What you have on deck for the weekend?
Oh, got to chillax, man. Watch some good college football on Saturday and my boys lost. It was a rough loss on Sunday to the Dirty Birds.
You should be used to them Cowboys losing by now, my nigga.
Yeah. 2-1. We still working, though. Backup cool. I had to take our receiver and our starting quarterback out for this. That's what they wanted, dude. You happy, NFL? Nah, fuck that.
Listen, man.
Look, though, man. What we do is we bring you hip-hop news every week, so you ain't got to go search the blog for it. Just tune in to you guys right here, man, and we're going to let you know what's on and what we think about it. So what stood out to you first and foremost this week, man?
Man, I saw a video over the weekend of your boy Rich Homie Quan.
Why I got to be my boy?
Because that's just your boy. Y'all look alike.
I've never listened to a Rich Homie
Y'all are the same weight.
Y'all look alike.
Rich Homie Quan is being investigated by Child Services. Why is he being investigated by Child Services? Because he put a video of himself in the bed smoking something with his one-year-old child in his lap. And people went ham in the comments. Fair or foul, people going in on Rich Homie for smoking in front of his one-year-old son.
It's fair because he should have never put it on social media. I mean, it's you asking for it. Like, what you even...
He shouldn't have smoked in front of... What are you talking about?
I mean, it ain't none of our business what he do in front of his kids.
It's Child Services never, business.
It's definitely their business. That's what their jobs are. But, I mean, just shouldn't have put that shit out there like it, man. Like him and... What is his boy name? The what addresses? Thugger? Young Thug?
Yep.
They gonna learn, like if you put that shit out there online, then it's fair game.
It's open
like,
season.
It's open season, dog. Like, you get whatever coming to you when you push it online.
Do it matter what he was smoking?
Nah.
Green, a cigarette, a black.
It was awful if it was a cigarette or a black.
Yeah, hey, man, you got to get a little one a chance, man. He got little baby lungs.
Might as well be weed.
He got little baby lungs, man. Like, dude, give him a chance out here in these streets, dude.
Yeah, that's rough.
Now, but he did say, in his defense, he number one, he came out and apologized. Then he said that he was smoking in the bed, and then the baby came and jumped in his lap. And he just didn't stop smoking.
And then who started recording?
Him, of course.
Wow.
So it must have been some good shit he was smoking.
You thought this is cute?
Apparently so. And then you posted it, though. That niggas don't be dog.
Yeah.
Like, why? Who? Bro, if I'm his management, and I see that shit,
but the thing
fam.
Is, he don't even run shit like everybody. Like, he don't even think this is a bad idea at the point in time. Like, you need a stern talking to prior to, like, you got to know this ain't cool.
Come on.
You have to know this.
It's impossible not to.
Like, you don't put this online and then apologize. Say, oh, my bad. Like, no, bro. What fuck are you doing? Niggas be slick slow out here.
Get little baby Royal a chance. That's his name, Royal.
Okay.
You're going to be royally
gonna
fucked up
on.
And get the
Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap was in a crash, man.
Hey, man, Fetty Wap out here.
Bad motorcycle crash. And he got cited. Summons to come to court for it.
He is bullish, and he was on a motorcycle. It looked bad, too. They got videos on IG. They got the stretch out. It never looks good. Said he was knocked unconscious for a little bit. He broke his leg in three places. And then, like you said, though, he got three summons, man, driving without a license, not having insurance, and failing to produce a registration card. So to add insult to injury.
And
what's that?
How hard does it have to be, pause, to ride a motorcycle with one eye?
It's got to be difficult.
Like, I got two eyes, and I'm not getting on a motorcycle, dude.
I'm not fucking with. I need and doors.
Got, and they got one eye. Yeah. I need a tank.
I need doors.
I can't even see. Like, you ain't got no peripheral vision, do you?
No,
like,
you can't.
One side. Yeah, so like, no, he need a Hummer. Like, just
he don't
case,
need to be driving.
Dude, clearly,
it's a reason he ain't
got
no license.
He needs a driver. And like,
and know. He be shaking it on his motorcycle too. Though, if you follow him though, like he doing the Rough Rider Meek Mill tricks and everything.
You follow
Fetty
Wap?
No.
Yeah, you do.
I did my research.
One eye, and you on the motorcycle like that? That's brave, man.
He did tweet out a little video, man. That he, you know what I'm saying, he got a thumbs up. He's super good. He'll be back at it momentarily. And of course, his album did just drop the other day. Did you listen to that?
Did it.
Apple Music, man. Did you check it out?
Negative.
Fetty Wap self-titled joint.
I had no idea it even came out.
He did his little promo run,
is
too.
Is that what,
man?
679 is on?
Yeah.
679, say yeah.
That's your joint?
Nah.
That's your jam right there?
I've never even heard it, but somebody mentioned it to me.
Nah, it's definitely been on Billboard making noise. But he did his press run before the accident. So if you saw him on Breakfast Club, you saw him on Sway. That was obviously pre-accident. That shit is not live, if you didn't already know that. And he did a freestyle on Sway, right? I sat and watched this, so now I'm going to make y'all motherfuckers listen to this shit.
It's a little 15-second real thing. Just hit that.
Dude.
Two times.
Nah, y'all need to hear this, because no, I can't get my time back, and y'all won't get y'all's back either.
Hit that little 30-second real thing.
Benz made my pants sag crazy. She said, I don't know what Benz is, babe. Hey, that's just money, grandma. That's just money. Hey, that's just money, grandma. Count money. Hey, she said, please put your pants up, baby. Hey, she said, I don't know where Benz is, baby. Hey, hey, day I walk around with Lisa 100,000. Hey, pull up and I turn up the crowd. Hey, Zuve know my name 17, that's my gang. Hey, I do this shit for fun, these other people lame. Hey, and I don't do this shit for fake, I'm counting money.
That's enough torture.
Grandma counting money.
No. What the fuck? I'm 98% sure my grandmama can freestyle.
What are you expecting from Fetty Wap?
Something better than that. I ain't gonna lie.
Wow. What justifies something better than that?
Say something written.
Shorty Swing My Way is what is the name of the song? Like Shorty Swing My Way.
That was that
bullshit. Oh, nah, that's what I expect from him.
Bruh.
Like, no doubt about it.
I'm disappointed in Sway.
Why?
Because he was gassing it.
That's his job.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough then.
You know this is his job.
Don't do that, no. Sway usually go in, though. He usually keep it 100.
Nah, Sway ain't going to tell the nigga you some slow.
he not?
Even if he didn't like it, he ain't going to be like, man, bro, come on.
He should. He do that when other motherfuckers is on. He'll talk about somebody else when other people are on there. So you need to do that shit when somebody live. Because that wasn't none. Shout out to Sway, though. I fuck with him. I thought this was interesting, though. Your boy Dame Dash is back at it like a crack addict.
Young Damon.
He's back sending shots at the culture vultures out here that he called culture vultures. Lior Cohen.
Fly that flag, Dame.
Lior Cohen. Big boy executive, man, you know, was with Russell with Def Jam. Now he doing his own thing, 300 Entertainment. And they asked Lior Cohen about the comments, what he thought about Dame Dash and calling him a culture vulture. This was on, what's Elliot Wilson and them podcast, Rap Radar podcast. And he said, man, I'm not finna address anybody that's not relevant. If you're not relevant, it's not worth talking about it. Now, he can hit me up personally and we can talk like men, but.
No, he can't.
But, yeah, you're right. No, that was a lie, Lior. He doesn't have your number. Nobody does.
Right.
But, and of course, Dame Dash came back and said, just like a culture vulture, to deflect.
That's what he, like.
And do all that shit. So I was going to ask, whose side are you on, Dame's or Lior?
I don't necessarily think it's a sad thing, but even just from those comments, I ain't listened to Lior interview. But when you say, like, I'm not going to address anybody that's not relevant. He has my number. He can call me. That's the perception that you want out there for people who don't know. Like, people that know him probably snickered and that like we did. Man, you know, good damn well Dame can't call him, dude. Like, not at this
or
point
reach
in time.
Out or
you don't think he's relevant.
Right.
So why would he have your phone number?
Or know somebody that know you well
right,
enough
like,
to get
or anybody that knows you that got your phone number not going to give it to Dame.
Right.
Because you don't think he relevant. Like, come on. So that's I understand what Dame's saying. Like, he did deflect the question. And also, what he say? Like, if I'm not mistaken, people know Lior because of Dame Dash. And, well, not just Dame Dash. Not just okay. Dame Dash. Let me specify that. People know of Lior because of other people. So he will always owe his relevancy to other people. One being Dame Dash, Jay-Z. What's my man name? Like Kevin Lyles.
Right.
Like, he could have been the brains behind it, but like Dame always saying, he's a 70-year-old white man. Like, what did he offer to the culture? Yeah, he took something from it and made a lot of money, but what did he bring forth to the door? Nah, he got that from people, and that's why he relevant.
I don't know, though.
I don't think he can argue that. Like, it ain't nothing that he can say, like, I broke this group, I did that. Like,
nah.
You the bank.
No, he was behind a lot. I mean, who's
he
to know what is
bank.
Wrong?
He don't know. Like, he ain't putting no, like.
Who's to know what is wrong?
Who he signed?
Like, LL, you got to go way back, though, bro.
Okay, go way back and do
you
what,
you
got
to go bro? LL Def Jam days. Like, bro, he was behind all
you,
this shit.
You listen to rap like I do, right?
Damn rap.
Yeah, whatever. You honestly tell me back when, what is it, 80, whenever LL was popping.
Mid to late 80s.
However old Leo was, he not going out to find the LL Cool J. Somebody's bringing that LL Cool J to him.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Kevin. That's what I'm saying, like. He ain't breaking groups. He ain't doing none of that. Like, he ain't Dr. Dre. He ain't nobody who holds relevancy in hip-hop. For him to say Dame Dash ain't relevant, that's stupid.
No, Dame Dash isn't relevant right now.
He will always be relevant to somebody like Lil Coyne because he presented him with Jay-Z or whatever it is that made him eat for however many years. So, like,
Lil Coyne is still relevant today, though.
Is he?
Yeah, dude.
What's
he
the name of his record label?
300 Entertainment. They got
that's
Fetty Wap and Migos. Yes. Yes.
You listen to Fetty Wap and Migo.
Bro, Fetty Wap has 3 songs in the top 10. What are you talking about?
I'm not saying that,
that's relevant, dude. I don't like him, but
that's
it's
not
relevant.
Lil Coyne, though.
Bro, he's behind the label that's doing it, though. Like his whole, this is his whole thing.
Bro,
is that these artists.
No, you taking away from the point, though, saying.
Like, nah, but I'm finna tell you what he's bringing to the table, though. Like, these artists are not finished products when they meet Lior Coyne, dude. That's what he's saying. He's like, dude, just so, like how the rap game is supposed to be, you're supposed to get these people, mold them, and turn them into stars, and that's what he's doing. That's what his claim is. I'm not saying he right or wrong. I'm just telling you that's
what he's saying. Now, you just said that's what he do with Fetty Wap and Migos, right?
That is true.
I mean, but that, how does that make you relevant, though? Like, you package it up and make a corporate, and you make money off of it, and then you get them their crumbs. That makes what?
That makes, but they're relevant artists, though.
Vulture. I mean, he gave them fame, but like, are they eating?
I have no idea.
I mean, but you said they got songs in the top 10. Like, what does that make him? Why does that make him relevant, though? Is what I'm asking.
Because they're on his label, dude.
But
who's on Dame label? Nobody. Crickets. So he's not relevant in the music game. I'm strictly talking about music game because that's where no Dame.
I don't understand your thought process in that.
Dude, Dame has nobody, no artist to stand behind. So
he ain't
relevant
to you?
Not in music, no.
Why you listen to his interviews and stuff?
I don't listen to them. That's what I'm saying.
Get out of here, dude.
Now, he didn't have no interview. Oh, you talking about when he on
Whenever
Combat
he on
shit?
Something, you going to listen to Dame.
I listen to everybody, dude.
Come on, man.
And I listen to talk about shit in 04 when he was relevant. I need those stories. I'm there for that.
I don't
need no 2015 shit,
I don't
though.
Agree with Leo saying that he ain't relevant or that, I think, well, I agree with Dame. He a culture vulture. Cause he don't really offer nothing to the table. You saying that those people on his label, to me, from my point of view, I don't see what that offers anything. Like, I could do without Fetty Wap and Migos, but he seen a lane and he could package it up and sell it like he do. With
that means he's doing something for them.
He doing something for them. He ain't doing nothing for me. Cause I don't need that. So I'm speaking of hip hop then. Like, I don't care if Migos or Fetty Wap is out there.
You just saying that cause you don't like Migos and Fetty Wap, though. Like, really?
What?
I'm asking, are you saying that because you don't
know?
No, like
I don't care if they out there or not.
Okay.
If it was Lil Coyne or Dame Dash, whoever was behind them.
Okay.
I just don't think that got anything to do with it, them being on his label, nor him being relevant. What I think got everything to do with it is he don't offer anything. That's all Dame's saying. All Dame's saying, he don't offer anything, and all he do is take. He don't give back. That's all Dame's saying.
I don't know. I'm going to tell you my only issue with Dame, and we talked about this with Umar Johnson when he was on Breakfast Club a couple weeks ago. When you said sometimes he got that look, he come off like he might be a shuck, when you're black, like when you're black and you come off, and you're especially when you're the loudest person in the room, like you have to be squeaky clean in order for other people to like really believe what you got to say, especially if you're kind of going against the grain a little bit. That's the only thing with Dame. I know he's a smart dude. I'd be wanting to listen to him. I'd be wanting to believe him. And on top of all of that, he contradicts himself every Instagram post. That is another thing that be jacking it for him. But, hey, he might be telling the truth, though. He might be 100% legit and saying that dude is out here robbing the culture. I don't know. I can't tell. Just let me hold something. Other than that, we're going to keep it moving. What's the yo boy?
Who?
You got so many boys. 50 Cent.
I just think you got that program in your head to say before everything.
Nah. These are actually your people that you fuck with. Nicki Minaj and 50 Cent are developing new shows. 50 got a new 2-year deal with Starz. He's going to be developing new joints. And Nicki Minaj has a new show on ABC Family about to drop. Are you looking forward to any one of these projects from any of these two artists? Can that be anything worth watching?
Props to 50 for getting this deal. I think I read that Starz was like 6 point some million people watched Power per episode.
Yeah, it's some big boy numbers considering
the highest
cable.
Rated show they've been on their network. So I could see them giving him some oops
for
trying
sure.
to do some more stuff. I don't know how far it'll go because I don't know how creative 50 is. Like he couldn't create music no more, so I don't know what why people would believe he could do TV. One Power striking the wood, so. Lightning in the bucket, so you know that was cool. But I just don't know if he could do it again.
Nicki, yeah, I don't know if she can.
But that on ABC at all,
and it ain't her.
There's nothing that would make me watch that.
It's about her life growing up in the 90s in Queens, New York, stand up Queens. That's home.
I wonder, is it going to be based on her or like a side image? Like, is it
kind of like a loosely based type shit?
Yeah, like I ain't checking for that at all.
It's on ABC Family, so I'm thinking it's going to be like on some Fresh Prince type shit.
Nah, I'm cool. I'm cool.
But they
cool off. Are you watching that?
Depend on how it look. They casting for a young Nicki right now. So if anybody know anybody that look like a young Nicki, man, this might be your shot.
Oh please.
you never know, man. Also, another actor dealing with TV, man. Shad Moss. How you say his name?
Somebody's real. Bow Wow is how you say his name.
You right.
B-O-W-Wow.
Bow Wow. Just signed with Bad Boy Management.
And this nigga get more chances than like he like a cat, nigga. Bow Wow got 9 lives in these streets, dude.
Is there a win for anybody in this situation?
Yes, Bow Wow.
Really?
Bow Wow keep winning.
Can he get back?
Anytime. Back to what?
Relevancy.
Is he Benjamin Button?
Relevance.
That's the only way he gonna get back to relevancy. He Benjamin Button and he get younger. Go back to thank you and all that shit. I don't know how he keep winning, dude.
So that's not a good investment. That's not a good investment for Puff? Because he on TV right now. What, he got the CSI joint?
What do Puff get out of that? Is Puff getting in that check?
Of course. Is Puff getting in that check?
Why?
Nigga, that ain't even a question.
If I'm already on CSI, I don't need Bad Boy then.
Maybe he's trying to get back in the music game.
Nah. I don't need Bad Boy.
You need something if you Bow Wow.
You need to stay on CSI. You need to get up and go to work every day. You need to film that goddamn show. That's what you need to do, dude. That's it.
I don't know. If I'm Puff, I'm figuring out a way to get some of that acting check, though. A piece of that acting check. I get him a couple more gigs, get him a little Sean John modeling shoot, and get him a couple of Ciroc commercials.
I let that nigga host a show on Revolt. That's it.
That'll be straight,
with
though.
A new show, something that he can host. That's it. And you keep doing CSI. That's all.
That'll work right
ain't
there.
No, yeah, that's ain't no music.
And I'm getting 30%.
You might get model or something, my clothes, Sean John, but that's it.
Do we still make Sean John?
I guess. It's still in the stores.
Really? I wonder what them numbers looking like still.
He probably sold that shit, though.
You're right.
Oh,
that would have been a smart move.
What we got?
I mean, two more things, man. Look, fresh off the heels of What a Time to Be Alive, Travis Scott, Kanye West. We have a possible collab project. 1 to 10. How hype are you? 10, nigga, I already know.
He said, why did you even mention them with once? What a Time to Be Alive?
Because, goddammit, it's Kanye fucking West, Yeezus, Travis Scott. Nah, real talk,
there's people that don't even know who Travis Scott is.
Well, that's a shame. He just did like 70, 80,000 first week, dude. That's y'all got to catch up. Had a sold out show. this year with Young Thug, sold out tour, and he's fucking Rihanna right now. If you don't know who Travis Scott is, you need to wake up, dude.
There's people that do not know who you're talking about.
I believe it. They just need to wake up, though. Because you know who Rihanna is.
They not sleep.
If you're Rihanna boyfriend, then you know who the fuck
following
that
who
is.
Fucking Rihanna? They just trying to fuck Rihanna, dude. Niggas, that's all. Niggas is worried about.
Nah, Travis Scott.
Doing it now.
On IG, he put up a pic of him and Kanye and said, Travis slash Kanye coming soon. And then he put up a second post of him and Ye. And he said, we got something we've been plotting for years now that's about to service.
That's what that hen do to you. Him and Kanye on that hen in the studio real good. He just get to talking.
Did
and
I
shit.
Smoke
Ye
a little something?
Gassed him. And bro, that ain't. Let me tell you how this is never gonna happen.
It might be like a tour though. I'm gassing it like it's a project. It might be a tour. It might be a
tour.
Yeah, it might be. Maybe they might go on tour together or something.
When?
I don't know.
When Kanye gonna perform?
When is he coming out with that swish? That's what I need to know.
Keep it.
Shit.
Keep that ish.
Swish, swish.
I need 4 banging singles to redeem himself from that Yeezus, and then I will buy into that swish.
That's disrespectful.
4 banging singles.
You already got all day. That's one.
It's okay.
Oh, my God.
He got to be better than that on the next one.
All day.
Better than that one on the next one. And then better than that one on the next one. Then I'll say Kanye back.
But you listen to Gucci Man to this day, and he got new shit dropping, and you don't.
I don't.
You
listen
don't waver
to
at all.
To this day, I ain't listening to none of his new stuff. But Gucci, my boy, though. Yeah,
God
I would
damn.
Definitely say that. Gucci, my dog.
Another one of your dogs, Young Thug, is back beefing again. Him and Game are back at it. Let's rewind.
You fans of these people? That's why you try to throw them off on everybody else.
I fuck with Game though.
No, you like Young Thug.
Mm-hmm. I fuck with Game. Look, about 6 months ago, remember him and Game went at it because Young Thug was going at Wayne. Wayne is Game boy. Game felt the need to jump in, throw a couple shots. They went back and forth. They both ended up apologizing on IG, said they squashed it. Fast forward to the other day, Game was on Breakfast Club, and they asked him, what happened with you and Young Thug? How did y'all squash that? And he had this to say.
You know it gets real.
Game's crazy.
You know, and, you know, I went to Atlanta right after it started, and, you know, it got real.
Mm. So y'all saw each other? Or?
Nah, we never saw each other.
But what was that even over?
Shit got real, nigga. He went to the A, and shit got real.
I ain't even sure, but I'm pretty, like, 80% sure. If you go back and listen to whenever we first talked about this, that I said that whenever they squashed it, the Game was going to say something else and something else is going to happen. Like, dude, bipolar, man. Like, some guy, like, he needs somebody with him to be like, nah, bro, remember you said this?
So,
let me tap. Cut the cameras off. Stop the interview
edit.
Real quick. Let me remind him of what he said, because I feel like he'd be forgetting.
So, hold on. If you only heard that clip right there, what would you have assumed?
I don't see how Young Thug has time to, like, how do he have time to be on the internet and address all of this shit with niggas? Plies.
Tough.
Him.
Everybody,
like, about Young Thug, I don't care. Fuck these niggas, man. Like, he ought to be happy. I guess it's what keep him relevant, though.
This is exactly what keeps him relevant.
I guess he got to do this shit, man.
And Young Thug,
he is young, too, though. This is what they do. It's the young people shit.
He came out and put a video out and said, oh, so you came to the A and shit got real? And then he posted the FaceTime of Game calling him and apologizing, you know, a couple of months ago when they initially squashed it. So I don't know exactly where the shit got real part came in at. That Game didn't really elaborate on, but Young Thug was like, dog, this don't seem like it got real. It looked like you FaceTimed me and apologized. That's what it looked like. Mm-hmm. So, like you said, Game might be on some bipolar shit. Like, he be swinging on niggas at basketball games and shit. Like,
but
just
then
be
he
like,
had a nigga $1,000, though. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he'll give a bum $1,000 after he
fired. Or like he'll have some big charity event for kids and shit. Like, I don't understand. He bipolar, man.
Hey, they did another interesting thing about Young Thug, though. They asked him why he wear women's clothes, or they asked him about it, and he said 90% of his clothes are women's clothes because they fit better. He said the only thing that ain't women's clothes is drawers.
I ain't got no comment. Nothing to say about that. That's disgusting.
He said it fit better, dude.
How did he find that out?
Let him be.
How do you find that out, dude?
Somebody suggested it, I'm sure.
Who?
I don't know.
Who suggested? Hey, man, you ought to try these women pants on. Try these leggings on. They might fit you good, bruh. What?
Get them leopard ones, cuz.
Yeah.
Nah, man. I don't know that.
He ain't say 90%, though.
Yeah, he did. Literally, that was an exact quote. 90% of his clothes are women clothes.
That's correct.
Cause he's a small dude though, man. Maybe he wants the snug look, and you can't get
that. There are people called tailors. You can get shit. You can go to them, and they can fit that shit however you want it fitted, man. Men stuff.
But you ain't got to do all that if you go to the women.
They can get your shit specially made for you, dude. It's possible.
You can go to BB.
You ain't even got to be that rich. Jesus.
You can go to BB, man. Skip all that shit.
Yeah, if you're Young Thug. If you're Young Thug, you do that.
Oh, shit. Nah, but all
right, but then why, how you say stuff like that and had a nerve to like be offended of a nigga be like, man, he gay? You wear women's clothes, bro. You paint your nails. You wear dresses. Yes, people are going to assume that you're gay.
That's true.
God.
That's true. I don't understand, though, because Thug, man, he like, we done heard the stories and shit. Like, yeah, them niggas is wild.
Not real. I just don't understand. Like,
that's what's throwing shit off, though.
I don't understand. Like, maybe you just want to fuck with niggas. So a nigga say something, you got a right to be like, I'm going to fuck him up. You nigga talking about me because I wear women's clothes. You think? You think a nigga going to say something? Yeah.
That shit crazy, man. Man, we finna move on to this fall music preview, man. But first, music break from artist aforementioned Game featuring Diddy. He has a new project, Around the Corner. He probably gonna be the first to kick off this fall music wave, man, about to pop off. So check this out, man. It's called Dancing on My Ferrari, something like that, man. Sample the Biggie beat. Tell me what beat this is. Ran the West for a decade, nigga. Check the bio. Yeah, you Cincinnati fitted like I get it in Ohio. Autographs on the vinyl, made the lamb albino. Straight away in the race, that's a Peyton Manning spiral. You looking at your idol, Jesus wrote the Bible, Jesus. That's my Nike Town rival. Dead nigga, try me now. Like, why me now? Looking for red Octobers, I will tie him down. Stay laced, spit nothing but bass. Yeah, all my shit bump like Craig Mack face. Ask your favorite bitch how my dick tastes. Ask your neighbor's bitch how my dick tastes. Don't take orders, I dictate. Get your shit straight, dick face. Perpetual rollies with the big face. Come on, come on. I got them loving the movement. Been so long, I'm feeling like Rick Rubin. I've been shot, stabbed, left for dead. Walked through every hood in L.A. Bandana on my head. Guarantee that shit was red. Machetes and them choppers out. Bitches what they knock us out. I done fucked them all. That's why I'm standing on Ferraris, nigga. From the corner playing lookout to kitchen cookouts. Yeah, that's why I'm standing on Ferraris, nigga. In the 6'4", 6'5", too big for a Bugatti. That's why I'm standing on Ferraris, nigga. Top floor to Biltmore. Say they want a war, shit, that's what I'm built for. Lounging Miami with the eye candy. Bitches named Sandy and Bambi.
Name that Biggie beat. You ain't gonna disrespect people like that and assume they don't know what that is. That's classic.
It is. Kicking the dough, man. Waving the faux fever.
Yeah.
I was standing on Ferrari's Game. I'm usually not with people taking classic niggas records. But I like that right there. I ain't gonna lie.
That's probably gonna be on his album, too.
It is, because Puff was on there. He gave a green light for the sample. He on there talking shit in the background if you heard him.
I'm cool off of that.
You don't want the Puff or you don't like the song?
The song.
Not the song, tough.
That's all you got. I mean, that's it, though. I've heard this from Game before.
I don't believe that. I don't believe you heard him on the Kick the Dope beat before.
Yeah, but I've heard some song. I ain't going to the CD. I ain't going to the store 2 weeks in a row to buy a CD based off that. I say that.
I'm not going to buy it anyway. That's what Apple Music for. Yeah. Hashtag Team iPhone. All right, look, man, the fall is upon us. It's hoodie season, crew neck season.
Chill.
One of my favorite seasons.
One of your favorite seasons?
Yeah, I like it. I like it right through this gap right here, man. I can get real fresh, like. And
spring all day.
Nah, hell no. Give me autumn, man, out here.
Spring fire.
So that means, damn, man, that means summer dress season over then.
Sundress.
I mean sundress.
Fuck is a sundress, nigga.
That's even better than a sundress. But you don't know.
Show those to people what a summer dress is. Look, though. So what we doing, man? We gonna give you, like, you know, they do fall TV previews and give you everything that's coming up and stuff like that. We gonna flip it and we gonna give you the hip hop version of it. So this is a fall preview on deck style. What album's coming out? What tour's coming up?
Mm-hmm.
What we looking forward to? Some of the questions we got.
All that.
So, you know what I mean? What we want out of the fall as well. So, shoot.
I'm going to say, man, the biggest four artists dropping this fall so far.
That we know of. There still may be a sneak attack.
You never know.
We're holding out for that sneak attack.
The Game, of course, documentary 2, The Double Disc.
You're going to start out with Game?
That's the soonest. It come out October 9th and October 16th. You got Jeezy, Church in These Streets, November 13th. You got Tip, The Dime Trap. He ain't got no date yet, but he coming out this quarter right here. Then you got your boy Kevin Gates, man. Isla? Is that how he's saying it?
I have no idea.
Well, Kevin Gates is live, man. His album dropping this fall as well. All
right.
And which one of those four are you looking forward to? What's your expectations? Talk to him.
I don't need another Jeezy album so soon. I seen it all. It's still banging.
I ain't listening to that in a minute, but it was banging, though.
Go back and check it out. You're going to be surprised. I don't see why Snowman would try to do two in a year like it. Because it wasn't that this year. Was that this year?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Wasn't this year? It seemed like that was this year. But anyway. I ain't really waiting on none of them albums, to be honest. Actually, I'm interested to see what a Kevin Gates album would sound like. A whole album of him. I'm interested to see what that would be like.
Jeezy was last year, by the way. September last year. So he right around. He right on schedule.
Nah, you don't need no yearly drop from Jeezy. Jeezy ain't never dropped no year back to back like that.
I ain't gonna lie though, what I done heard from Jeezy so far off his album though, aside from the first joint that we played a couple weeks ago, because you know he do the Sunday service, he dropping a new song every Sunday. Last two or three been solid though. Like, and if you know me and you listen to the show, man, I thought it was a rap for Jeezy, man. Last year, I ain't gonna lie, leading up to that scene at all, I thought that was it. But he proved me wrong with that, and he done brought out some heat last couple weeks. So this Church in the Street might be solid. I'm looking forward to this Game Double Disc, man. Let me run down these features for you, man, because I know you care about this shit.
You looking forward to his CD for the features?
Nah, I'm just saying. Okay. Let me run down the features, then you get an idea of why it's going to be solid. He got Future on there, Dr. Dre, Kanye, Kendrick, Puff, Dej Loaf, Snoop. He got a big. How does he get these features though? Like, this is an independent album.
Budget?
This is an independent album, dude. He ain't on no big dog label no more.
But he pay paying the people. I mean, like they.
I don't know. Is this for passes on the West Coast?
Hell no. Do Kid Game write them checks?
Yeah, maybe for Dej Loaf.
He got more money than he got credibility for passes on the West Coast, I believe.
I don't know though. Hey. I think it might be a mixture of both.
Okay, I can believe that.
Because he's not cutting that. I can only imagine what that Future feature cost right now. So I know.
He's probably been in the vault, though. He probably got that last summer, four last. For real.
This verse is going to be old no motherfuckers.
Old Future, nigga. Promise you that.
He ain't going to have auto-tune on this verse.
This that Future that nigga turn on the lights. It's some of that.
Hey man, but nah, and then
I don't need 38 songs, two albums from Game at this point. Like, I don't need that. Like, let the new niggas eat and breathe. I need new J. Cole. I like a new Crit album. They Wiz come out again, even though I don't really fuck with him.
True.
Like, come out with a whole Black Hippie album. I don't need all these niggas recycling the same shit over and over, man.
This is Tip,
unless
though,
you're
man.
Just a fan of them. I ain't talking about Tip, no. I'm a fan of Tip. I'm talking about
Game. I'm a fan of Games, and
I'm a fan of Jeezy, and I really could go about 4 or 5 more months without another Jeezy CD.
He do.
Be in the lab. Like, I wouldn't. He shouldn't drop this to the top of the year, like New Year's time. I can see that. I can't see him coming out in October.
Jeezy come out in November.
All right, that's cool.
So,
I can see November. That's Snowman
Thanksgiving.
Time. He ain't never really held the winter down like at the fourth quarter, so that's a good look for him.
I'm going to tell you, it's a couple of, even though it's hoodie season, man, get your hoodies ready, because there's some tours popping off too this fall.
Any good ones?
This Big Crit. I'll be at This Big Crit, though. I ain't gonna lie. He got the critically acclaimed tour October 22nd through December 18th. Now, he in the role heavy.
I need album for that.
Nah, I need him to perform that last album at Catalactica because I fucks with it. And I will be at that show when he touched down in the A. I need to look that shit up.
Let me know how that was.
And Dom Kennedy. He on tour with Casey Veggies. He gonna be down here, man, that week we go to Miami. I'm hot about that because I go to it.
Everybody gonna be out and about that weekend.
Yeah, it's gonna be cracking.
Future gonna be in the Ville that week.
Oh, homecoming.
Yeah.
Kevin Gates, Isla. What is Isla? Can somebody tell me what that is, please?
You listen to him. You don't know.
I don't. You follow him on Instagram. What is he? What does that mean, dude?
I don't follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, you do, dude. No. Hashtag I don't get tired. You hashtag I don't get tired.
I have done that before. Definitely don't follow him though.
Oh,
I have no reason to follow Kevin Gates.
You don't think he's funny on there with the videos and shit?
I follow stuff to look at on Instagram for people that I know. That's it. I don't give a fuck about what stuff Kevin Gates got to say if he ain't rapping.
Hey, man, it is so much stuff to look at on Instagram.
Man.
Shit, quote, now.
Quote, air quote, stuff to look at.
Also,
like,
Young
Do you
Thug.
Follow Rick Ross, baby? Off subject. Do you follow Rick Ross?
I do.
Yeah, he married Lyra Galore.
Oh, no, I don't follow her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she a beast, though.
Yeah, go look at that. Go look at
that. Is that real, though? Is that all real, or is that Barbie doll?
They put some pictures up of her in, like, high school.
I mean,
her ass was fat in, like, high school.
All right, Tiger.
No, I believe she was a senior, though.
That was the sophomore pick.
She had to be a senior in that picture with her ass like it. But go. Yeah,
nah, she bad, though. And, of course, Young Thug is back on tour, man. High tunes. Anybody
would
that
you go to a Young Thug concert?
Absolutely not.
You're a lie. You'll be
I wouldn't be caught dead at that, bro.
You're a lie.
I have no business.
Nigga gave you front row tickets to the Young Thug concert a year ago.
Why?
Migos opening up for him.
I go for the Migos, though.
You going to stay for Young Thug?
as soon as he come on stage, I'm walking clean the fuck out of there. If I walked in a Young Thug show, like, the music would stop. My pants aren't going to be skinny jeans. Nigga, I'm not going to have on no skirt. I'm going to stand out like a motherfucker.
You wouldn't
want to
go just witness it, though? You the same nigga.
From a distance. I watch her in the cut, though.
I have to have backstage passing to watch it from the stage if I'm going to Young Thug.
That's
concert.
True. I'm not in the crowd.
Nah, nothing I'm doing out there.
At all. I don't belong. It don't make no sense. Anybody tour, who do you want to see come down through the A? Anybody that just released a project that you haven't gotten a chance to see them perform it?
Man,
I know Kendrick will be in Washington doing the...
I was just
going to
say, I need that Kendrick in front of Atlanta Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, he doing that in Washington.
He need that down here for around Thanksgiving.
Nah,
We
don't need that.
I could go for a...
We don't need that at all.
Kendrick pretty much
Kendrick need to just act like that album didn't even happen and I'll let it slide.
Why would he do that?
Cause this shit, that's garbage.
Work of art. Kendrick would be cool. I would go see Big Sean. I was listening to the album the other day. I'd go see Big Sean if he came out. And
see, he'd be like at a big dog venue. You know what I'm saying? Like, though. I don't. But he done got to that level, and that's gonna blow it for him. Yeah, he is. He at that level.
I need him in a little small like club, like Masquerade.
That would be dope, though.
And him just shaking it.
Doing the joints off that last part, that Dark Sky Dark Sky Paradise. That shit was hard, too.
And
that might be the best album this year. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I still ain't called Boosie yet, either. I got to catch me a Boosie show.
Do you really got to do that, though?
I got to.
You've seen him how many times, dude?
I ain't seen him live, but like twice.
Oh, you're not a fan, then.
I'm...
You're a false fan.
I don't really do concerts. It's very rare that somebody put on a good show. Like, who the last person you seen put on a good show, though, a rapper?
Childish Gambino. He put on a real good show.
In the boxer shorts?
Yes.
With his balls? Y'all enjoyed that?
Childish Gambino in the short polo shorts, Ralph Lauren shorts, put on a hell of a show. He was live the whole time, dude. He was turned up. Now, Travis Scott put on a good show, too, when we was in Miami, though.
Revolt.
He was turned up.
Yeah, I didn't know who he was. And he did turn up, though.
He was super live.
Like at upper echelon?
Yes.
He shook it, I ain't gonna lie.
So?
I seen what Wayne had a hell of a show back when Carter 1 was out. Carter 2 in there somewhere.
How long ago was that?
Right, exactly. Jeezy is probably the best show I ever seen in my life.
I don't believe that, though.
Easily.
That nigga wasn't even moving on stage.
He ain't have to move.
So you gotta... Come on, man. That Rough Rider Cash Money show
ambiance,
was barbecuing that.
Ambiance, nigga. That's the word of the day. You were watching from Google TV or Apple TV.
We are Apple. This is an Apple household, I mean.
Whatever. I was there. It was the best show ever, nigga. He went in.
Man, it's a couple festivals now. If you into the festival thing, you want to see multiple acts. You just don't want to see one person.
Mm-hmm.
Your greedy ass want to see a whole bunch of people for one small ticket. That's fine.
I'm thrifty.
I ain't mad at that. They got festivals, man. A3C in the A-Town will be here second week in October.
Shout out to the folks, man. AC3.
Really?
Coast. What is it? All Three Coasts.
There you go.
Our homeboy Money Green got a stage. Him and Kelly, right?
That's too real. Yeah, shout out DJ Money Green. Been on the show.
Yep.
He got a stage with Starlito. Yeah. Sayari the Kid and Slim Jesus.
And you've already admitted to throwing your boxers on stage when Slim Jesus comes out.
I've admitted that, right? Slim Jesus is there, so I will be there. And, that's of course, Star Lito, got to support the home team. But I got to see Slim Jesus in person, dude.
You have to see.
I have to see if it's real.
What do
dude.
You think is going to happen? Do you going to walk on water?
He might.
You think the nigga going to turn bread into feed 4,000 people down at the masquerade?
I don't believe he really exists. I have to see this shit, dude.
And they gonna take 7 loaves of bread and feed 4,000 people, dude. Turn water to wine.
Slim Jesus said the realest shit on what's name podcast.
Turning water to Patron, nigga.
He was on Vlad podcast, and Vlad asked Slim Jesus, "Why is the song talking about guns and shit like that?" He said, "Why are you talking about guns and shit?" He said, "Why? Why is it the content?" He said, "Man, cause that shit dope." He said, "I rap about cool shit, man."
That's a young nigga. That's a young guy answer, though.
That's real, though.
That's not a real answer. It's just a young.
That's a real motherfucking answer, dude.
He has the advantage of being young.
Of course.
And not having lived long enough to censor himself in this business.
You can't. Because that shit dope.
Like 2 years from now, he going to look back and say that was dumb. Like if somebody bring that specific thing up, he will look back on that and say that's dumb.
I'm a grown ass man and I'm saying it was the shit.
Yeah, bro, because you're not walking around with guns with lasers on them either, are you?
Neither is he.
You don't know that.
He put the warning label at the beginning and said them guns weren't even real.
Yeah, he had to do that.
Because typically, this is why I say that. Because typically, when you ask somebody why their content and their music is the way it is, they get the same.
Because they're older.
Bullshit. No, hold on. You get the same bullshit answer. Oh, this is the environment that I grew up in. No, say what you really mean, nigga. You think that shit is cool. That's fine. I like action movies. I like going to see a motherfucker get their head blown off from deep. I like to see Schwarzenegger blow up a whole bunch of shit. That shit is cool on TV. If it's cool on record, just say it sound cool. That's why you say it. I can respect that, dude. You don't give me the same cliche.
You can respect that from Slim Jesus. Like,
I can respect that from anybody.
No, you can't.
If Chief Keef would have said, "Man, I think it's shit cool," I would have respected him for that. Don't say it's because I live on the south side of Chicago.
But that's why, though. They're not.
He's not the only one, though.
They're not lying when they say that.
I mean, you're right. In that case.
You know what I'm saying? If Slim Jesus would have come out and say, I mean, I lived through that, people would be like, "Nah, hold on." Because you already got the advantage of being white. So if you did live through that, what the fuck did you do to get put in this position where you had to do that? Like, with Chief Keef and the other people that say that, I feel like it's a whole different story.
It depends.
Like, Slim Jesus got the benefit of being able to say that, one, because he's young, two, because he's white.
I mean, but he ain't got
my opinion.
He doesn't have money, though. You know that, right?
What they got to do with it?
No, I'm saying he's not from a nice neighborhood, though.
What they got to do with it?
So he could say the same thing.
No, he can't. He white.
Why not? What does that mean?
Like, I'm sorry. Like, it's white privilege. This is what it's called. Like, he ain't got to go through the same shit the Chief Keef would have to go through if both of them was on the south side of Chicago, or if both of them was where Slim Jesus was from.
If they were both on the south side of Chicago, you would think they would think they were brothers. You wouldn't be able to explain that to them.
Nah, fuck no.
At 17, you wouldn't be able to explain that to them, bro.
Yeah, you might not be able to explain it to them, but they gonna know.
They would know later on.
They gonna know.
I'm going to see Slim Jesus, dude, and Star Lito. Sign me up.
See my boy Star.
And then, of course, if you were up north, man, I know we got some up north listeners. If you in NY, the Powerhouse, that's Power 105 Big Boy Festival, or Big Boy Show, that is. They popping off at the Barclay.
Big Boy that used to be Fat or Big Boy from Outkast?
Neither one.
Who is this Big Boy?
I'm just saying it's the Big Dog Show.
Oh.
Kendrick, Meek Mill, Future. That should be interesting.
Meek Mill and Future. Where is this at? In New York?
It's in New York. Big Sean, Fetty Wap, and Omarion. How did that happen? What is he going to perform? What is Omarion performing? Meek ain't coming?
Nah.
Come on, man.
Meek ain't coming.
Why are you doing him like
you
that?
You see, though? Drake said he dead already. They were chanting, "Fuck Meek Mill."
I saw that.
Drake said he dead already. Don't worry about it.
Facts only.
Let me tell you what might happen, though.
Meek going to fire on Future?
Hell no. Fuck no. He going to be dead already, nigga. Shit. Man, forget what I was gonna say. Nah, Drake gotta watch it though. He kinda getting a little too cocky, man. Like, you can't, like, Meek a little scrappy ass nigga though. Like, you gonna keep trolling and keep.
So you saying he down but not out?
Yeah, he damn sure down. You count 9 and a half, the rough raising his hands up, but you can't let your guard down either if you Drake, though. Like, Drake got to go and kill. Like, you got to step on a nigga head to step on his head. Like, but I just feel like he keep on pushing and pushing, and then Meek might come with something that's going to, like, haymaker his ass.
I got to see it to believe it. I'm going to come
I
clean.
I do, too, at this point. But I just said, like, Drake keep on fucking with him. People keep fucking, like, the diamond shit all over his Instagram. Like, people keep on fucking with him.
I ain't gonna snap.
Just leave him. Let him die. Like, he dead. Let him be dead then. Don't keep chanting, fuck Meek Mill. And he dead. Like, you ain't got to do all that, man. I'm telling you. All that shit come back to bite you.
Hey, man. September 22nd, man. If you in NY or if you're going to get your frequent flyer game up and head out there, man, to check out that powerhouse. All right. So, we got some questions for this fall.
Yep.
Who do you want to see? Who should drop?
What's fall music to you? Who the fall? Who's the fall rapper to you?
See, that's the thing, man. I can listen to anybody anywhere.
Come on, man, with these bullshit.
I can listen to anybody anywhere, man.
I can listen to anything. I listen to everything. Come on, man. Give the people a fucking answer, dude.
That was it, and it was a brilliant and truthful answer. Like, Slim Jesus' fall music.
People don't like vanilla, dude. Can't ride the fucking fence, dude. Give them something.
Let me think. I don't know, man. Probably
you don't know.
I need that view. I need some views. I need views from the six this fall.
Drake is what you waiting on.
I need it. I don't know if it's gonna come out, but like I need that shit immediately. I think it's gonna be fucking amazing. I can see it now.
When I think of fall music, fall shit, I'm thinking of New York and shit. I could go for some Fab. I could go for a Soul Tape 4.
He's still riding the wave off that last one though.
He is, but I could go for a Soul Tape 4. I ain't going to lie. That would be some nice little music for this time of year.
That would
else?
Be dope, though.
That who else?
You almost said Jay. I heard
nah,
that.
I was going to say Jeezy, but I know he got something coming. I just don't know if that's the right. I need that mixtape Jeezy. I don't know if I really want that album Jeezy right now.
Do you want this Carter 5?
Dude, I'm not. I thought about the Carter since Carter 2.
Nigga. Do you want this Puff MMM? Is he still doing that?
It's impossible.
Puff was on the mean little 2 week run pumping that.
If I'm puffing, I made how much? How much he make last year?
Stupid,
like,
stupid M's is what he
no
made.
Fucking rap album. Fuck that. I ain't got time, dude. When do you have time to record an album if you puff? Answer me that.
I don't know, but it seems like it's more than one of him, dude. He finds time to do everything else.
I ain't doing it. If I'm
but you just need to go ahead tell Red Cafe you don't need him to write no more lyrics for you, dude, and just say you bowing out of the rap game, like in terms of being an artist. Because we don't need that Puff. You don't. I don't think nobody listening needs that a new Puff record, dude. There's no need for it.
Why would we do that?
He dropped a joint with Pharrell, and that motherfucker fell super flat.
If you got Pharrell on the track and it fall flat, just stop. You're done.
Quit.
Quit, bro. You're done.
It's over with.
And sit in the corner and help niggas, bro. That's what you do.
Manage Bow Wow.
Possibility of the Kendrick and J. Cole collab album.
0%.
1 to 10. Zero, you going.
Yeah, it's zero.
The cover art, all that's fake.
Yeah, that's fake.
All that's fake.
Okay.
I'm asking.
No, it is. It's a very nice Photoshop job. By somebody out there in the blogosphere.
Why are we not getting that?
First of all, I don't think people actually want that. It just sounds good because they're two good artists. I don't think they would make a good collaboration album. The Kendrick photo is from the XXL photo shoot. The J. Cole photo is from, I don't know, some other shit. That's not a real album cover. Relax. Even though, again, it sounds good in theory because they're two dope artists. But that doesn't mean they'll collab and make a good project, though. It's a difference.
I tend to disagree here.
Who's going to do the hooks?
J. Cole.
Who's going to do the beats?
Whoever they want.
Exactly. You don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear J. Cole and Kendrick on J. Cole beats.
I said whoever they want.
That's who they want.
They don't know.
When do you Kendrick hear J. Cole on anything else?
Kendrick not going for that shit.
He went for that bullshit that's on his
he selected
To Pimp a
that.
Butterfly
that's shit,
album.
Though.
That's bullshit.
That was bullshit to you because you ain't listened to it yet. You shit. Yet to listen to the album. You keep dogging it. But that's neither here nor there. With that being said, J. Cole will hold it down with the hooks and shit.
No.
Cole go, and he going to give you bars and Kendrick. Y'all take
them
that
niggas
album,
got like
man.
One song together.
That nigga would be crazy not to take that album, dog. No, them niggas man. Is cold. And they will figure out how to make it work. If Drake and Future can do it, of course they can pull it off.
No,
R. Kelly and Jay-Z did it. Travis Scott and Kanye doing it? Yes, they can do it.
Did R. Kelly and Jay-Z
this
really do
the
it, though?
Year of the collab, and they would have, I would argue and say they probably would have the best one if they came out and did it together.
Who doing the beats? Who doing
the
hooks?
J. Cole is probably the most creative dude out here right now.
Come on, man.
As far as creativity, we going with Cole.
Dog, I don't want to hear them two niggas try to out-rap each
just
other, because
you don't like Kendrick, though.
I fucks with both of them strong.
Nah, just call the nigga album garbage. His album. That's his work. You just called it garbage.
Is a coaster.
You don't fuck with him strong. His That's album not is possible.
His album is an excellent coaster.
Yeah, but you don't fuck with him strong is what I'm saying. See, you say his album's a coaster.
Yes. Yeah, so it makes a great coaster.
That's why you wouldn't. It's why you don't think the album will work.
If yet. You got Coke cans, beer bottles, it soak up all of that. But as an actual musical album that sounds good, that shit garbage. Hot garbage. I listened to it 3-4 times. Haven't listened to it since when it came out. Have no desire to listen to it.
That ain't nothing.
And I know 100 million people that feel the same way.
100 million?
Yes. Give or take.
Take.
So that album will never come out. What do we need a J project? I need a J project on the low.
J. Cole? Yeah, I take another J. Cole.
Jay Z, the real J. Hove.
Nah.
You don't need a Hove?
For what?
I need that right now.
I don't even.
I miss it. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, Jay, to me, like, ain't nothing.
I miss it. It ain't something gotta really spark him to say something, though.
I don't really see nothing that will bring Jay out of the. I ain't getting about to be recording no album from Beyonce. My daughter growing up and shit. Like, nah, not right.
Oh,
now.
I forgot they was rumored about the joint with him and Beyonce. I wonder why that didn't come out. Because that would have been a mean little money grab. That's going to sell off wham.
I think Jay wanted to be, like, you probably dealing with somebody that wanted to be good, though, right? And him and Beyonce, like, they ain't going to just throw no shit out there.
Nah, they're not going
to. I feel like they could do sell them good songs, but that'd probably take them forever.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, man, music break real quick. Another one, you mentioned him earlier, man, Wiz Khalifa, man, that Rolling Papers 2 should be dropping by the end of the year. He got a new single out, man, called King of Everything. Check it out.
Wake up in the morning, grab my trees, and I get to a young nigga. I do my own thing, so let me do it. If you want to know one thing about me, I'm about my paper. Fuck a bitch, soon as my iPhone ring, I see you later. Hop up in the Chevy, grab my keys, and then I'm outie first thing. If it's about that cheese, then I'm about it. I'll be stacking up. Got no time for niggas hating low. We backing up. Keep that clean and watch them Daytons cruising down the street. Hear my car before it's coming. Fuck the police. Windows down. I'm smoking something in my bitch bag. She gon' ride if shit get crazy. Goons masked up. They gon' slide. You tried to play me since a young nigga. Kept that pack up in the telly since a young nigga. Been had tats like Machiavelli. Shoot for fun, nigga. Fun, nigga. My niggas bust. You better run, nigga. Run, nigga. King of fucking everything. Young rich nigga smoking weed when I wanna.
Man, look at Young Wiz, man.
Wiz got some heat right there. That's heat rock right there. For
I ain't gonna
Wiz.
Lie. That's straight right there.
Yeah, I ain't
that's better that. Than. Well, now that We Them Boys one was hard, though. I ain't gonna lie.
He ain't with this hard since Black and Yellow.
Shit.
Yeah, this hard since Black and Yellow, buddy.
Be on the lookout for that Wiz Rolling Papers 2, the weed album. That's what he's calling it.
I see you, Wiz, out here rapping. Oh, my.
Don't nobody smoke weed no more. Did you know that?
Man, I was looking at an article. It was a vice principal that got arrested for being in Trey Songz's video. Did you see that?
Hell no. Nah. Was her it a name, chick?
Yep.
What she look like?
Her name was, she was a white, basic looking little Jewish chick. Alder O'Keefe, Southampton High School in Long Island. She was in Wiz's video. She was a vice principal at a high school there. Of course, she lost her job.
Damn.
Cause they were shaking it in the video, dude.
What was she like, a stripper or something? I mean, what
nah,
the fuck?
Nah, it was supposed to be her house. They supposed like she was a teacher or somebody, and she was gone for the weekend. Let Trey Songz get her house, and he shook it. Had a big pool party. Gas was out there shaking it and shit.
That was it.
Yeah, and she lost her job. Cause people were commenting. They were like, "Oh, look at such Mrs. O'Keefe. That's my vice principal on the three." Got back to the superintendent. Superintendent said, "We do not agree with what's going on in this video." And boom.
If she would have been in the middle of them shaking it, I can understand. But if she just did her little role, like, "Okay, I'm leaving. Don't mess my house up," and then you don't see her for the whole rest of the video,
yeah, but
then it's like, what's the point? Then she didn't know what was gonna be going on.
That's what she said too. She said she didn't know.
Yeah, how would she know?
I mean, you can't be involved with these fucking rappers and stuff, man, if you're a teen.
Yeah, you just got to turn that down.
You know, right. I mean, like, yeah, you ain't got no reason to do that. Like, nah, I guess she cool with Trey Songz. She like him or something. But also,
Trey Songz might have smashed.
Probably. In Detroit, several kids were arrested in their neighborhood. They were shooting a video with real guns, firing the guns in the air. Slim Jesus style.
They should have had the Slim Jesus warning at the beginning. They wouldn't have had no issues.
The guns were real. Slim Jesus said his were fake. Theirs were real. So somebody called the police on him. And the news came after the boys were arrested and detained. And the guy said, I don't understand what the problem was. This is somebody they interviewing outside.
Of course.
He don't understand what the problem was. They were just having a good time shooting the video. I seen them earlier. I didn't call the police. Who did?
That's real.
You can't shoot real guns in your videos, people.
Do we have evidence of them actually shooting the guns?
Like, you went to jail.
Nah, that means somebody they was real evidence. Dude. That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Let them youngsters do their thing, man. Shout out Detroit, man. My Pistons. I'm gonna get this money this year.
Relax.
Man, listen, man. Quote of the week, man. You mentioned him earlier, man, coming from Drake. He was in the Fader magazine. They asked him about the Meek Mill beef, his creative process. Blah, blah, blah. They asked him what everybody was wondering. What's up with them reference tracks of the Quentin Miller saying, yo, bars, nigga, what's up? What is that? Explain yourself. And I got to read the quote, man. He gave his answer. I want to know, is this a serviceable answer for you? He says, music at times can be a collaborative process, you know. Who came up with this? Who came up with that? For me, it's like I know what it takes. I know it takes me to execute every single thing I've done up until this point, and I'm not ashamed. I need sometimes individuals to spark an idea so that I can take off running. I don't mind that. And those recordings, they are what they are, and you can use your own judgment on what they mean to you. Was his answer a serviceable or respectable enough way to address those reference tracks?
Yeah, coming from Drake, yeah. I ain't got no problem with Drake saying that because, like I said, he's an artist.
Right.
Now, Wayne can't say that.
Wayne the same. He in the same boat.
No, he not.
Wayne a pop star. Well, he was a pop star just like Drake was.
Wayne shit was built off lyrics. Wayne can't say that. Fab can't say that. Jay can't say that. Like, there are not a lot of people that can come out and say that. Like, Puff can say that.
Kanye can say that. Man, if you think it ain't 10 niggas writing Kanye, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I ain't saying it ain't nobody writing other people. So I'm saying I'm with say you. That because people more so look at them as like you kind of come up with all of this because we look at you for your lyrics. Like Nas can't do that.
Of course not.
You know what I'm saying?
But so
I respect Drake saying that because he's an artist. Like he gotta have that outside motivation, and he right. Like even though it come from outside sources, I still got to put that sauce on it.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm saying I still got to give you this Big Mac sauce, bro.
You heard the other version? Which
right.
one sound
bad? I ain't listening to that. I'm not bumping that.
Nobody is.
Right.
So I say that to say that was the perfect response. We'll never hear about this shit ever again. That is how you respond to shit. You face it head up. If he would have got on there and be like, man, I don't know what them was. I ain't hearing what reference tracks. I ain't hear nothing.
Question is for the fall, like who can take that spot though?
What spot?
Even if Jay come out, like that's why I feel like people would be hesitant dropping this fourth quarter because Drake is so hot.
Yeah, you're right.
Who can come out and be like, I made a dent in what dude doing right now? Can't nobody except for maybe one person.
Jay-Z and Beyonce. Are we counting that?
He need Beyonce, but there's another person that can do it by themselves.
Who?
Any guesses?
Don't say Kendrick.
No.
Ooh, Andre 3000?
Hell no.
Who?
Nicki.
No.
What? No. And laughter?
She better drop that motherfucking fire if she was
gonna
do
that. I'm
saying
she's capable of it, though. Like, she's a woman. She got the whole female crowd fan base. She got a big fan base. Like, she probably
she
got
does.
A bigger fan base than anybody that could come out and contend with Drake in this fourth quarter.
She not doing them
she
Drake numbers,
do her
though.
She need to do her little sneak album. Going, like, shit on Drake.
Nah, it wouldn't happen. Thing. He would body her too, make a nice little example out of her.
He wouldn't do that. Drake can't do that. It'll hurt his soul to body Nicki.
You right here. That nigga cry himself to sleep that same night.
He can't body Nicki, nigga. She know that too. That's why she ought to come out and go for the kill. Meek ain't playing. Meek got to pull them strings, man. He got to get that puppet work going. Like, get in there, like, go for the kill.
Hey.
Murder that nigga. Like, all he got to do is keep playing that Diamonds dancing over and over. Like, from 2 minutes on, I just keep repeating the last, like, 2 minutes and 20 seconds of the song. That nigga said, your mama ought to be ashamed of you. You gonna let that nigga talk to you like that?
Yeah, that's
said, you look tired, nigga.
It ain't gonna happen.
I could gas up, though. Nick said, yeah, you look tired. Nick said, you look exhausted, dude.
That's clearly your favorite song on the damn CD.
I'm just telling you how you get it to do that album. And boom!
Question of the motherfucking week. We keeping the Young Money. Lil Wayne had his 33rd birthday on Monday. I think, 33, I want to say.
Lil Wayne been 33 for like 6 years.
He was 17 for 5 years.
So he like 40.
Probably. Right. Got us thinking, man. Of course, Carter 1, Carter 2, Wayne is dead. Those are arguably his best albums. If you were just to generally ask random motherfuckers that know Wayne, they'll tell you that gap right there, he was in the zone. Carter 1, Carter 2, simple question, which one is better? We posted it on the IG page, at On Deck TV, and of course on the new Facebook Rap Chat group. Got a whole lot of answers, man. We can only run through a few, man. Shout out Twan Sounds. He said, damn, hard choice. I like more on the Carter 2, but the Carter 1 was fire. Wayne distinguished himself as one of the best on that Carter 2, though, which I agree with. Shout out KOS by Jeff Easley. He said, are we sure Carter 1 and 2 are the best? Carter 3 might surprise you.
Mm.
That was a curveball, Jeff. I ain't going to lie. Shout out Derb 100. He said,
curveball or a wild pitch?
It might have hit me in the head.
That was a wild pitch.
Derb 100 said Carter 2. His last project without super commercial push or that playful shit, which I agree as well.
Carter 2, the best thing Wayne has ever done in his whole career. Easily. Like, that's the best thing he's ever done in his whole career.
I agree. Shout out Quinn, man. He said, I got to go with Carter 2. Money on My Mind did it for me easy.
That ain't what did it, though.
That shit was fire, though. He ripped that Money on My Mind, dude. Shout out Michelle. She said, I'll go with Carter 2. However, you can't deny the hunger you got from Wayne off Carter 1. The skits told a story, which I like, and he was rhyming on the skits. It's a good point. The skits in Carter 1 did go in. Man, shout out Locke, too. Locke said Carter 3. He liked Carter 3 better than both of them. I don't know. Carter 3 got some votes, though. Carter 3 is straight, though. Let's not... We're not going to make it like it's the Barter 6. Carter 3 was solid.
I'll make it like it's the Barter 6. It's awful.
Hell no.
Yes, it is, dude.
Nah, you're thinking of Carter 4. Carter 4 was awful.
Carter 3 and 4 and possibly 5.
4 was awful. That shit was gobble. I'm going to say Carter 2, though, without question. I just think he was spitting more. That was his first time getting on production outside of Manny Fresh, too. Manny Fresh did all of Carter 1. By that time, it was a wrap for Manny, and I fuck with Manny the long way. But it was over. That sound was played. Wayne got too cold for this shit. Give me Carter 2. Easy. New music out, man. Not a lot. Big Boy. It's funny you mentioned Big Boy. He got a new album out with another group called Fantagram.
Yeah.
They got a new project called Big Grams. It's only like 7 songs. I listened to it.
It's like almost like some Run the Jewels type shit or something.
I guess it's not as hard as that. I don't know what to label these Fantagram people. But they had a couple joints on there, man. Y'all check that out if y'all need something to listen to. And G Herbo.
Speaking of Big Boy, Aquemini, 17 years ago today.
That's crazy.
I remember buying that CD down here.
I do too.
TSU FAMU Classic. It was that weekend.
Damn, that shit went hard.
God, that was 17 years ago.
That was an amazing album, by the way. You going to make me run that back. Shout out G Herbo, aka Lil Herb, Ball Like I'm Kobe. That came out too, if y'all want to check that out.
Two more things and we out of here. One, next biopic, what we was talking about, the NWA.
Right.
Who they got playing? You said Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, no, you talking about the Def Jam.
I mean, damn. Def Jam.
Yeah.
They casting for that already.
Yeah, shout out Twan Sounds, man. He told me, man, they already done started casting for the Def Jam biopic. They got Michael B. Jordan playing a young Russell. And they got my white boy from Superbad playing Rick Rubin, Jonah Hill. That's going to be fire if he's playing Rick Rubin.
I can see him bodying that.
Woo! So it's supposed to be based off of the book, Life After Death. That's Russell Simmons' book. It's supposed to be off there. So I'm definitely looking forward to that, if that's legit. What you say you got?
That's it. Get out of here, man. See you on Deck TV podcast.
What you got on deck for the weekend, man?
What's this weekend? I'm slow motion Billy Ocean till I see the ocean, man. Down in Miami on ocean. Real quick off the dome freestyle. But yeah, man.
That was better than Fetty Wap.
Down, man. I'm killing Fetty Wap out here in these streets.
Yeah, man. I'm low key, man. I think I'm I copped that 2K last week, didn't really get to fuck with it. I might get on that this weekend, go online, fuck with your boy On Deck Animal if you got that Xbox One.
It's Spike Lou.
You are some gut, so
I take care of you.
If you want some easy W's,
you
want
to get dropped in that Madden, whoever wanted it, it's Spike Lou.
Fuck with us, Xbox, like we One. Said on Facebook, man. Rap,
yeah, go
chat.
Check that chat out, man. We're gonna be on there constantly throughout the day, fucking with y'all, giving the people what they want, interacting with y'all, as well as posting other questions. We'll address the other questions that I posted next week with the right or the left side. Did you see that?
Absolutely.
We'll address that beginning of next week, man. Run some stuff off to y'all. But until then, this is the On Deck TV podcast. Support the real. And we out.
Holla.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.